Powerful Women Let's Talk, a series of powerful podcasts by women about women. We talk here in the studio about these powerful conversations on a monthly basis. Of course, we're going to tease our own product. I'm glad that you are here. Director of Content, Executive Producer Phil Lane. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good that you are here. My co-host, Jennifer Moss. Oh, we hear you on Morning Edition every day. And of course, we hear you as a voice with Powerful Women Let's Talk. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there again, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You get ready for your nap? Don't you take a nap in the afternoon? You
come
in
at
the
break of dawn. That would be nice. You know, maybe I'll start doing that.
Well, wonderful. We could just set up a little bunk bed here and just go in. No, we don't have time for naps here on the morning show or on our Morning Edition. We go full steam ahead. Good work that you certainly do. Here we go. We do talk about Powerful Women Let's Talk on a monthly basis. We share, of course, those voices and the way to be inspired by these conversations. Phil Lane, we always talk as though the one is listening for the first time. How'd these come to be?
These came to be because PBS was celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, and we got together as a group here at WGVU talking about, hey, how can we tie into this? And, you know, Shelley told me we have so many local women in the area that we could highlight, and I said, absolutely, let's do it. Jennifer Moss heard about it, and she said, I know a lot of powerful women in the community, and we were off and running. We talked about highlighting them, and then the idea came up, let's make it a podcast. Let's have it live in a digital form. People could hear it anytime. Of course, here at WGVU.org, where you'll get a picture of the women being featured and a transcript. But also, if you listen to podcasts in other venues, such as Spotify and Apple Podcast, Stitcher Radio, or NPR One, you go to that, you type in Powerful Women Let's Talk, and you will be listening to powerful women in this community who are making a difference, trailblazers.
Wonderful. Jennifer, I'm looking at some of my past notes, and here's a note from 5/15/2020 before we even
started our planning stages.
And I think we're full steam ahead.
We are full steam ahead. And guess what, Shelley? This is April.
Yes.
We're coming up on a year.
Ooh. We're going to have cake in the studio with our masks on. Well, we'll revisit that when we can. Goodness gracious, July. Let's hope that...
That's another story.
Okay, so our goal here is to maybe drop some names, maybe drop some invitations to either become a powerful woman, right, Jennifer?
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about this that I am really growing just to continue to like about Powerful Women, it is a true, it's like highlighting these wonderful, amazing women who have done wonderful things, who are inspiration to our communities, but it's a girlfriend chat. It is, how did you get there? Give me some help. Lend an ear as to, we listen to see how they made it. You can maybe use some of those strategies in your own life, and that, so that powerful woman concept is being passed along to others episode by episode by episode, which I love that. And we get such great feedback on it too. So it's a lot of fun. But again, it's that girlfriend chat. It's not, that hardcore news interview, which I'm used to doing as well, but this is fun. You know, it's just a fun, lighthearted chat.
And Phil, men are allowed to listen too.
I listen every week. I get excited and learn so much. And as Jennifer said, I mean, we learn about, important things they're doing, but you get the fun aspect. What advice would you give to yourself, your 20-year younger self type of questions? And I listen every week, and it's something I look forward to. Subscribe, and you can never forget.
Yes, they do. They are released on Monday mornings, and we'll hear from one who should be released today. Let's take a trip back, and I'll start with one who is the proprietor of The Meanwhile, and the meanwhile, and what else? Oh, the pyramid scheme. Yes, yes. Tammy Vandenberg, and I asked her a bit about, well, how she runs the business. What's her style as a boss?
I try very hard to be a good boss, and I really... It's interesting. I talk to a lot of other women business owners who have a hard time delegating, and or just business owners in general. They really like to, it's their baby, it's their livelihood. They put everything they had into this thing, and they they err on the side of not delegating enough. I have the exact opposite issue where I'm an over delegator. I'm like, you can do it.
Oh, there we go. You can do it. Boy, sounds like a boss I'd like to have. Oh, hi, Phil. Glad that you're here. yes, you are my supervisor. How am I doing? Okay.
You're doing a great
job. Good. Thanks. looking for feedback. I'll go to you, Phil, again. I know Jen and I ask some similar questions, some different questions, but we do always like to ask about leadership.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of them talk about mentors that they have. A lot of them are mentors now, and so they're passing what they've learned. I mentioned the question of what would you give advice to yourself as you go back, and a lot of them reflect, and some of them say, you know, if I had it all over to do again, I'd be more confident because I did a great job. And so things of that nature. So a number of them have given books to read on leadership. And, you know, my to-read list has expanded because of listening to this. So it's great, great different things. You hear different how they came to be and advice they give themselves and advice they give other young women out there.
I'm looking forward to when I interview Jennifer Moss. Oh, there she is.
All
right, we want to hear one of your interviewees shared a bit about resilience. Deborah
Clanton. Yes, she is a retired district court magistrate and court administrator, but she's still very, very, and that's in the city of Kentwood, but she's still very busy in the community. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta sorority and is a very strong person, determined, especially this past year and many years before that. She always works on the voting, getting out the vote, even during the pandemic. She was very, very busy. The sorority, Delta Sigma Theta, again, was also very busy in securing people the opportunity and the, you know, knowing where to vote, how to vote, and any information that they needed.
Here's a tease of her inspiration.
I actually come from a home with a very strong mother, and she never let us back down from anything. I mean, if there's a barrier there, you either go over it, you go under it, you go around it, you go through it. There's just no backing down. And that's in all areas. I mean, really, that is just how I've been in all areas, and I've raised my daughter the same way.
There you go. Taking notes, taking names.
She is that way, and that is why she is very successful in all of the things that she pursues these days. As to whatever it is that she sets her mind to, it's going to get done.
Wonderful. All right, I do want to share who is featured today. But Phil, if someone's listening and says, "I know a powerful woman I can recommend," or "I'm a powerful woman, interview me," what is the process?
Well, we have a couple ways. First of all, you can always email any of us at wgvu@wgvu.org. The other thing, if you find us on Facebook, either the general WGVU Facebook or the Morning Show Facebook, and certainly if there's a post about powerful women, add your comment. Say, "Hey, I know a powerful woman," or "I'm a powerful woman. Have you considered so-and-so?" So either of those ways, getting a hold of us. We have a list of a lot of good ones we know about, but our audience sharing is something we always want to hear. And, you know, we definitely take that into account and have had quite a few from those comments. So go ahead and suggest on social media or at wgvu@wgvu.org.
Wonderful. I can't find my soundbite. So we're just going to have to tease you that Cindy Larson from the Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce is
wonderful.
Who you will listen to today. So we'll get her soundbite next time we talk. So that'll be your tease to do that. Jennifer, we have a dream list, don't we?
We have a dream list, and you know, we are working on it one by one. Now, some of them are a little further out because they're on the big dream list, and that is that would be someone like Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We're even looking for, you know, high up there, Michelle Obama, maybe Oprah. Who knows if we can get those? But, you know, and also just more local women here who are doing outstanding and amazing things in our community.
Wonderful. All right. What's your day look like for the rest of the day, Jennifer?
Well, we're just busy getting stories. Now okay. We move to the next phase. Morning Edition's over, so now we do the news.
Yes, yes. It's indeed a 24/7 job.
It keeps
yes,
it moving.
That's good. Jennifer Moss, thank you. Host of our morning
always
edition, co-host
here
with our powerful women. Let's talk. All right, Phil Lane, one more time. Best way to, listen to these podcasts.
Yeah, WGVU.org. There's a pull down at the top called radio, and it'll have podcasts. So Powerful Women Let's Talk is on that. But if you listen on NPR One, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Stitcher Radio, you just put in the search engine, Powerful Women : Let's Talk, and you'll be listening to Shelley and Jennifer highlight trailblazers in the community.
Thank you again for making a dream come true, Phil Lane and Jennifer Moss. Enjoy your days.
This Powerful Women Let's Talk segment of the morning show is made possible in part by Family Fair, keeping it real.